Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank everybody listening to the sound of my voice and wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Here we are, May the 15th, 2020, and a lot of states are kind of releasing their stay-at-home orders. The country is slowly reopening, and businesses are starting to re-engage in somewhat normal activities. And I think it's a good thing. I'm cautiously optimistic because I do want people to kind of get back to their lives, but I don't want it to be at the expense of the safety of other people. So coronavirus still going on. We're still dealing with it. I believe the state of Virginia is slowly opening up. I think they're kind of splitting it up between Northern Virginia and the rest of the state because Northern Virginia, I think, was impacted a little bit more than everybody else. So I think Northern Virginia is going to slow it down and open up at a slower pace. What's been going on, everybody? What's been good? What's been happening? First off, I want to talk about, and I haven't been mentioning this, and I feel so horrible because I'm the biggest Michael Jordan fan, and I have not been talking about The Last Dance. But there was something that was said in the last episode, and that's going to shape like this entire podcast. This entire podcast is going to be about winning, how winners win and losers lose. And that's kind of what it boils down to. Now, before this documentary came out on ESPN about Michael Jordan's final year with the Chicago Bulls way back in, 96, 97 NBA season, I was hearing reports about Michael Jordan being a little bit nervous about this documentary coming out because it might paint him in a bad light. It might paint him as like a tyrant or a bully or a butthole that people wouldn't understand. But let me tell you something. Most of the super successful people that we kind of idolize and look up to, they were not easy to work with. If you've ever heard stories about like just Prince being a slave driver, like he was just really hard to work with. Michael Jordan, I've heard stories about him punching his teammates during practice because they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. You just hear about people who are super successful and they have their standards. And some of the people that can't live up to those standards, so they get pushed along. And in the person's eyes who's doing it, like Michael Jordan said, he was the person that would kind of help push others along even when they did not want to be brought along. And I think that's a vastly important point. Unfortunately, even when we don't want to, we need that person that's going to be up in us, for lack of a better word. Sometimes we need that person standing behind us, kind of, you know, cracking the whip, especially if you're in a team environment. Now, that mindset can also be used in other avenues. Business leaders, people that are working in like the fashion industry, people who might be, I don't know, whatever industry that you can think of, there are going to be people who have really, really high standards that other people find it hard to keep up with. And they might see that person as a bad person or a tyrant or whatever. But I understand where that comes from. Michael Jordan's whole thing was winning the championship. Prince's whole thing was the performance needs to be perfect. The steps, the chords, the vocals, like everything just has to be perfect. And we are going to practice this thing until it gets perfect. I mean, I've heard stories of him like going all day and all night in a recording session. And he even has one of his songs where he's talking about like blisters on people's fingers because he was pushing them so hard. So but it all boils down to winning. And I think a lot of people, like, we glorify the outcome of winning, and which is why I think this documentary on Michael Jordan called The Last Dance, I believe that's why this is so important, that people need to realize that Michael Jordan just did not casually waltz into the history books by being the greatest of all time, basketball wise. Like, he pushed, like he fought, he broke his body down, like even like Kobe said, he broke his body down and like gave it all to the game. And when that whole conversation between who's the GOAT, between Michael Jordan and LeBron James comes up, I think this documentary is just proving why MJ is the GOAT. It's that killer instinct. It's that I'm going to do it, and if you come along with me, that's fine. But if you don't, I'm still going to give it all I got anyway. And I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think LeBron James has that. I think LeBron James is athletically more gifted than Michael Jordan was. Yeah, sure. But man, that mindset, that killer instinct, that winner's mentality, like that's a whole nother beast. And that's something that I think people need to appreciate. And yeah, some people might be watching the documentary and think like, yeah, Jordan was a tyrant. He was a bully. He was all of this stuff. And yeah, he was. But he was also a winner. They interview some of his teammates. And even like when it's happening, the teammates probably couldn't stand him. Like they probably stayed away from him. There's clips of him like being off in rooms by himself when the rest of the team is congregating and talking. But they ended up admitting that they needed that to win those championships, to be as popular. They made the sport of basketball the most watched sport on the planet back in that time. Like nobody was paying attention to the NBA until Jordan came along. And then when the Bulls started winning, like, it was over. It was a wrap. Like, basketball was weaved into just about every fabric of our society. I don't think I've ever seen that with any other sport. Like, from, and all because of a particular set of athletes. Well, really starting from him, unfortunately. Basketball players and their shoe swag. That really started from him. And yes, there were other basketball players that had shoes, but there weren't any like Jordan, and there isn't any still. Like nobody's still running to the store to get Magic Johnson's Converse or Patrick Ewing's. I can't even remember the name of the shoes that he had out. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But that winning mindset, that's what we're talking about today. And I just want to encourage everybody, if you haven't watched that series on ESPN called The Last Dance, man, it's definitely eye-opening. Me being a Michael Jordan fan, a lot of the stuff I already knew, but there are some things that are coming out that I had no idea about. So definitely interesting series, definitely gripping. But for me, man, it's something that you watch and you take notes on, for real. Because Michael Jordan is dropping some nuggets. And I'm going to try to convey some of those here today in the podcast. So I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. And shameless plug here, I'm going to be talking a lot about my journal, the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal, which you could pick up on Amazon. There'll also be a link in the show notes where you can go and purchase your copy. And yeah, let me take a break. We'll get right back into it. All right, well, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. We're talking about winning here on the Uplifting Words podcast. And what do I mean when I say make a habit of winning? Tell you a real quick story about my little son. He's 10 years old, and good God, on May 21st, he's going to be 11. I can't believe that I have a 10-year-old and a 22-year-old. Actually, she graduated from college. Yesterday was supposed to be the day that she walked. So shout out to my daughter, shout out to Alexis, congratulations for graduating from college. Sorry that during this pandemic we can't get together and celebrate, but you know, that's kind of what we're going through right now. But anyway, talking about winning, speaking of winning, that's a huge win right there. My daughter actually completing college and did it in like the 4 years that it normally takes, so... wow, she's really going to do some amazing, great things. So, as a parent, though, trying to set your child up for wins is definitely something that I've seen an emergence of as time has gone on. When I was younger, I don't think we had those type of things that, like, you know, you put your kids in these positions where they would get a participation trophy, like, just for trying. back in my time, you either succeeded or you were a failure. and man, like, kind of a harsh way to be brought up. But nowadays, I think we're really trying to allow people to kind of gradually, like, be winners. Now, I'm not saying it happens like that all the time, but definitely in today's time, everybody gets something for at least trying or for at least going out. So, and, you know, I think it has something to do with that No Child Left Behind thing that George Bush started all those years ago. But that's neither here nor there. So, setting my child up for small wins, like, he was in Taekwondo, and everything that he did, every accomplishment, if he didn't get a belt, he got like a stripe on his belt for the next progression. And when he got enough stripes on one particular belt, he would, you know, take a test and, you know, graduate to the next belt. And the Taekwondo class, they kind of made it really, really simple. But I guess to the kids, it wasn't that simple because, you know, a lot of times it took some tries, took some unsuccessful attempts, you know, breaking boards and things like that, learning how to do a stance or learning how to hold your hands when you do a particular punch. Like, all of that is taken into consideration. So that's that gradual progression. And he really liked doing that. But I also noticed that on the days where he did not do his whatever he needed to do to get that stripe to progress to the next level, I mean, he was like just dejected, man. Like, he was, I mean, it really hit him hard when he went to a class or if he went to like a day where they were sparring and they didn't do anything that he could actually progress for. Like, he hated those classes because he just wanted to go so he could progress. So, trying to work with him on that. He was taking swimming classes, and of course, with each they would teach him like the different strokes, you know, like the freestyle, the backstroke, the breaststroke, things like that. And with each time that he did something pertaining to that stroke, like, he would get what's called a fish card, and his fish levels would progress as he did different and newer things. Like, it could be, how long could you stay underwater, or how far could you go the length of the pool, or if you held your arms just right, or if you brought your arm over, you know, turning your head to the side and breathing properly, those type of things. Like, those were setting him up to win. He also loved the swimming class, but it didn't affect him as much in the swimming class if he didn't progress. I started to notice that. I don't know what that was about. He kind of took it harder in Taekwondo than he did for a swimming class. But setting himself up for those small wins, I believe, was a huge boost to his confidence. And now, of course, since we're kind of quarantined, he hasn't been to his Taekwondo or swimming class in several weeks now. But it'll be time to get him back into that stuff soon enough. And what we're going to do is continue building up like his schoolwork, building up those wins. You know, like, and for those of us who are parents, we see it all the time, like, when they're babies and they start to scoot across the floor, when they start to learn how to crawl. And we make this big deal about when they scoot. And then when they take that first step, it's like this huge celebration. And then when they learn to, like, go to the bathroom and not go, like, in their pull-up or in their diaper, we make that huge celebration. And that is the most important time, I believe, in our lives as children. Number one, we have a goal. Number two, we take whatever steps necessary to achieve that goal. And number three, we get that positive affirmation from figures and authority in our lives. Well, basically the only figures in our lives, which is our parents. So as we go along into adulthood, I think we kind of lose that. And that's why people kind of just accept life as it is. And if this happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, oh, well, that's my life. That's what happens. Like, people get used to losing, and that gets turned into a habit. So I created this journal so that, number one, you could set your goals. Number two, you could get focused on those goals. And you can give yourself that positive affirmation when you get something right, when you crush that goal. And that's the important thing about the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal. I can't talk enough about it. It's like getting those daily wins and getting that winner's mindset. So getting back to Michael Jordan's The Last Dance, the documentary on ESPN, he said something very important on the last episode when the man said winning has a price. Leadership has a price. And when he said these words, he kind of got emotional. He's had to stop. He had to take a break. It looked like tears were welling up in his eyes. And the times that we live in now with all the technology that we have, and we see these people who look successful to us and we want it like right now. We want that thing immediately. We want the cars, we want the houses, we want the prestige, we want the fame. But people don't understand the sacrifice that goes into that. They don't see how you might have to give up partying. You have to give up maybe watching Netflix, and you had to give up the Netflix and chill mentality. You got to give up, chasing women or whatever it is. There's sacrifice. You have to give up being the nice guy. Because Jordan was in a position where he wanted to win so bad, and he was going to drag you along with him whether you wanted to or not, that he couldn't be the nice guy. Like, he had to go out there and be like that guy. But he won. Let me say on a side note, I don't think something like that can be taught. Like, that level of dog, like Eric Thomas calls it, I don't think that can be taught. I think people are just kind of born with that. You hear people like Michael Jordan, like Kobe Bryant, like Prince, like that. It's a level of perfectionism, and they won't accept anything less than that. And I think that's just intrinsically inbred into somebody from the time that they're little children. Now, you can teach people how to have a winning mindset. You can teach people to feel comfortable with winning. People can be taught to be comfortable with being uncomfortable so that they can go out and achieve their goals. But like, that level of dog and commitment and just grinding teeth at something, I don't think that can be taught. I think that's, that just comes in. That just happens. But there was, when he said that leadership has a price, or winning has a price, man, like I felt that, because, people don't understand the lengths that it takes to be that person that wins, the person that's in that leadership position. A lot of people don't understand the sacrifices that are made. They don't understand that level of commitment. So yeah, they might have looked at him like a bully, or like he was a bulldog, or whatever they want to say, but the man was a winner. So and like I said, to get that level of winning, I think it takes day by day, small goals, and you do that daily. Psychiatrists have said that it takes like 21 days for you to start a new habit before it starts to become part of your daily routine. And the same thing with winning. If you win daily and keep that up for a sustained amount of time, then before you know it, winning becomes second nature and you don't even think about it. And then you become one of those type people where things just kind of, fall in place for, and other people are looking like, why does this person always winning, or why is this always happening for this person? It starts with you getting focused, you having your goals and knocking them out, and then you just keep doing that. And then you just win, because the saying, winners win and losers lose. Like, winners find a way to win and losers will find a way to lose. Like, if you look at football, you look at the New England Patriots. I can remember, 2 years ago? Tom Brady was injured or whatever, and he didn't play for like the first 6 or 7 games or something like that. And Bill Belichick had to send like the backup quarterback, and the Patriots still won. It was like 6 out of 8 games they still won, even without Tom Brady. But then you get a team like the Detroit Lions. They've had like #1 picks. They've had Barry Sanders back in the day. They've had ace quarterbacks. They've had all of the tools, and they had the losing record. So they all would have like a high draft pick. So they would always get kind of like the first pick of what they wanted in the draft, and they still found a way to lose. Like, they don't have winning seasons. So stuff like that, it becomes habits. It becomes normal. Like, if you ever walk into a football stadium and you see, like, say if you walk into Green Bay Packers stadium and you see the evidence of the championships, and you see the championship players and the coaches and things like that. And then you might walk into a stadium, like somebody that doesn't win. I mean, I hate to keep dumping on the Detroit Lions, but you walk into the Detroit stadium and you don't see any of that. You might see some of their players that they've had, but you don't see any championships. You don't see any banners that were hung from the years that they won. And it's a different feeling just being in that environment. So that's the next step, is not only do you have to seek that out for yourself, which is what I use the journal for, but you also got to start to surround yourself with winners. You got to surround yourself with people that have that same level of commitment and that same dog. You've got to surround yourself with people that are used to winning. And believe it or not, that'll rub off on you. That whole, if you hang out with four broke people, you'll be the fifth or whatever the number is. That's how that happens. Like it just happens by osmosis. You become part of what your environment is. And there are plenty of areas where you can go to where you hang out with successful people. You hang out with winners. You find them on Facebook. You can find groups on Instagram or on Facebook. You can find people on Instagram and people on Twitter. Like there's all kinds of people who are willing to lend that helping hand, that information, you know, that hand up. Because like I said, I don't believe the whole bootstrapping thing is the truth. I believe we all get help at some point in time from somebody. So, but that's what I wanted to talk about today. I want to talk about winning and creating that winning culture. So, first of all, aside from having your goal set out that you want to be a winner, second thing is you have to set yourself up to be a winner. And how do you do that? You give yourself small, attainable goals and knock them out daily. Something small. It could be something as simple as when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is make up your bed. Or you get your exercise in for the day, or you do your meditation, you know, something like that, something small. It doesn't have to be earth shattering. Do the earth shattering stuff later. But when you're first starting off, small, easily attainable goals that lead to winning, that lead to you being able to embrace yourself as a winner. Stuff to build your confidence up. Keep on doing that. Take it for 30 days. Get the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal. And that's how you get that for that at least that 21 days in. And the next thing is start to seek out winners. Start to seek out people that you want to be around that can kind of, you know, give you that winner's mentality in your spirit and in your soul. And that's how it's done. That's how you do it. You might not have that Michael Jordan level of dog, but you can focus on being a winner instead of just allowing life to happen. I mean, I guarantee you're going to take your life to the next level. That's how it's done. And that's how people have done it. It's like since the beginning of time is just to win. And then you just win more often. And then next thing you know, you turn around, you're a winner. There it is. So that's what I have for you guys today. I want to thank you all for joining me and thank the people that have ordered their copy of the journal. I'm seeing it on Amazon. So yeah, go on to Amazon, pick up your copy of the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal and do those 30 days, man. Start to set yourself up to win. That's how you become winner. I want everybody to have that winning mindset. And the way that you do it is by practice, and practice turns into habit. And habit turns into just second nature, and then it just happens for you. So, yeah, like I said, on Amazon, check out the journal. Don't forget, you can follow me in my wine exploits on Instagram. I'm at Corsi the Wine Lover. I do like wine, and I like to share those experiences with other people as much as I can, because you know, wine is, even though it's gaining in popularity, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't get it, they don't understand, they stay away from wine because there isn't anything that kind of shows them that it's not like, it's not that deep, it's not all of that, like it's not like something that's reserved for the in crowd. So trying to break down those barriers, and I will just by sharing the experience of wine. And you know, come join me on Instagram for that. Don't forget, next week episode of the podcast. Don't forget to check that out. Every Friday I drop new episodes. You can also follow me on Twitter, just Corsi1973. And yeah, keep up with me on all my various forms of social media. So thank you guys very much. I want to wish you all happy, lovely, and beautiful weekends. And I'll see you guys in the next one.